The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my delight to say hello to former LPGA two-time major champion, Sherry Steinhauer. Sherry, what a delight to see you again. It's been a while, but we're at the PGA Merchandise Show here in Orlando, Florida. Back to your golf roots, right? But with a different sport. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
So I remember your career. I mean, you won two major titles back in 92, 2006, three British Opens. You retired in 2012 and joined the senior tour, and now you're going to come back on the senior tour, but a lot has kind of happened in between, and the sport is called pickleball. The popularity of pickleball is just off the charts. How did you go from golf to pickleball?
Well, actually, one my good friend from college, Lisa DiPaolo, she said, as I was still playing on the senior tour, she said, you got to try this sport, pickleball. And I said, I'm playing golf, not now. And about 2016, I was kind of winding down a little bit from golf. And I said, let me try this, Lisa. And we went out and we played and I fell in love with it. We entered a tournament. We thought we had the game down. We entered a tournament, and we had to play these two very nice ladies, much older than us. And we're like, oh, come on. Well, they kicked us. They beat us so badly. And it was from that day on, I said, there's more to this game than just hitting the ball. There's a lot of strategy and all behind it. And I kind of became a student of the game, trying to learn how to play it and play it correctly. And I've just had a blast learning the game.
Talk about the fitness level of pickleball. It is a workout.
It's definitely a workout. I have a singles is really tiring. I'm retired from that after 1 year. So I just play doubles, but it's a great workout. And that's another reason why I like to play it, because I'm not playing golf as much as I used to. And I actually took a 7-year hiatus from the game of golf, and I used pickleball as my fitness.
Wow. Were you a tennis player?
No, not at all. Nope, no racket sports. So, yeah.
I know a lot of tennis players will actually convert to pickleball, but from golf to pickleball, how tough was that for you to kind of make that transition?
I grew up, I have four older brothers, and so I did all kinds of sports, and so I felt like I obviously, when I first started out, I didn't have any backhand in the game, and there were a lot of the strokes I had to learn and all. But I bought a ball machine and really dug in and just learned the game by drilling and practicing. And there's still so much more for me to learn. I mean, you can take it as far as you want, and I try to take it as far. But I'd have to spend hours and hours and hours, and I'm not quite doing that. But I do study it. I watch it on YouTube, and I study the ins and outs of the game. I watch the strokes, and I try to emulate. The transition's just been a big learning curve.
Wow, I didn't realize there was that as much strategy as it seems like there is, as you're articulating in pickleball. Is that a big part of singles and doubles, or more doubles, would you say?
Definitely in both. They're very, very different games. But to be honest, when I first started playing this sport, the court is like 20 feet wide by 44 feet long. And I thought, how hard can this be? I play on a golf course with different conditions, different golf course, different grass, everything's, and all kinds of different shots. But come to find out, there is a lot more to the game of pickleball than you'd ever imagine. If you want to learn how to be proficient at it and take it to another level. And that's, I love that part of it. I love learning that side of the game.
See, my background is tennis. So I'm interested, I see all these tennis players in my area of the in East End of Long Island that are now just addicted to pickleball. What do you think, you know, the reason is for that, going from tennis to pickleball?
Well, after talking with tennis players, I hear that it's a much faster sport than tennis. It's very social. People love that aspect of it. So I think the quickness of it and the hand speed up at the net, I think tennis players enjoy. I think that also that they can learn the sport. Tennis players have a big advantage, and they come in and they're head and shoulders above most of the people right off the bat. You can always tell a tennis player when they come into the sport, but the tennis player has to learn how to slow it down. They have to learn different. They have to learn how to reset the ball and slow the ball down. And that's the hardest thing for tennis players to pick up. But they just love, tennis players love that, driving it and hitting it hard, because they see that they can and they have the technique. So it's a really easy transition from tennis to pickleball. And there's just, it's very social. You meet a lot of people and it's really, I think that's why it's so addictive too.
How about for golfers? Is there anything that you can really bring from your golf game to pickleball? Or was it like a totally new learning curve for you?
You know, people ask me this question all the time and I struggle. I go, what is the same? You know, I'm hitting a moving ball versus a stationary ball. I have no reaction time. I can golf. I can stand over it as long as I want. You know, the ball's moving, coming at me quick. The only similarities that I really see are the mental aspect of the game, but that's really in any sport. So just with the racket or the paddle, it's different. There's not many similarities in my mind with it.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why you like it, because it's a totally different experience. I mean, as you say in golf, but you know, everybody's like, how can hitting a stationary ball be so difficult? People don't realize, who haven't played golf, how tough it is to be a good golfer and to be consistently good shot day in and day out. You know, and it's so difficult. Now that you're playing pickleball, do you think it's as difficult as golf, or can you still say that golf is probably one of the hardest sports ever?
Definitely golf is difficult. It's all between the ears, and you get to stand over the ball as long as you want. Whatever's going on in your head is going to dictate how well you're going to hit that shot. And some people have more active minds than others. When you look at the pros, they're all out there. They're all just as nervous as you are playing in the club championship. But they got mental toughness that's unmatched. And to be able to perform under pressure, that's the key to golf. For example, I went to a teacher and he taught me a swing that I hit the ball like the most solid I'd ever hit it in my life. And I went to a tournament and I played the worst I've ever played because I couldn't pull that swing off under pressure. And I ended up going to Manuel Della Torre, who is a very natural teacher of the golf swing. And when I learned the way he taught, set the club in motion, let your body respond to emotion is basically all it is. But I could do that under pressure. And that's the key, is finding out what you can do under pressure with golf. In pickleball, you're reacting. You know, you're reacting to a ball, yet you got to have the strokes. You got to learn. It's very different in tennis in that in pickleball, you have to have very short strokes. Tennis, you have long strokes. So you have to learn those types of techniques. But when the ball's coming at you quicker, it's a little bit easier to react than waiting, having your mind having to wait for a golf shot and thinking about all the outside agencies and what all goes into a golf shot. So they're very different in that way. But golf's a tough sport.
Certainly the mental strategies and the confidence that you built just compiling this incredible record on the LPGA tour. And that has to carry over a little bit to anything you do in sport, right?
I think so. I think I'd like to think that I have a tougher mental mind when I play pickleball, and you know, I'm lucky. I represent I'm on the Selkirk team, and they have amazing equipment. So I'm lucky. I play really the best equipment out there, and so that helps. Just like in golf, having the best clubs. I play ping golf clubs, and I like to think they're the best. But that's actually why I got back into golf. I came here last year. Selkirk invited me here for pickleball. And I went over and I represented Ping on the tour for 25 years. And I went over to the Ping booth and I ran into Mr. John Soheim, the CEO of Ping, and was talking with him. He asked me what I was doing, and I said that I'm thinking about getting back into golf. And he said, "You get over to the factory, we're gonna set you up." And I'm set up with all the latest equipment, and it has made it so much fun. It's amazing in 7 years how much the equipment has changed. So I'm really excited with my new set of clubs and working and just trying to hit some shots like I used to.
I want to get into that senior tour in a second, because you're going to resume your competitive spirit in golf on the senior tour, you told me. But we're at the PGA show. The fact that pickleball is here is fascinating to me. And it's been here for a number of years already. So, and I know that Selkirk Sport leads the pickleball programming here at the show, and they're one of your sponsors, as you mentioned. So are you surprised that, pickleball is here at a golf show?
Absolutely. If you would have told me, I used to come here to the PGA show when I was on tour for different companies that I represented. And if you would have told me back then that I was going to be at the PGA show, a company was going to bring me in and it was going to have nothing to do with golf, I would have wondered what you were talking about. So it's just amazing that I'm back here now, and I'm here for pickleball, and I get to see so many of my friends and so many people. But I think it just shows that the growth of the sport. Pickleball is, it's the fastest growing sport. One thing that's very interesting is that Selkirk has partnered with Troon, and Troon manages over 600 properties around the world. So anytime you go into a Troon property, you're going to see Selkirk equipment in their shops. And it just goes to show what the growth that pickleball has become.
Right. And of course, a lot of golf properties all over the country, you now see pickleball courts,
right,
which is interesting because it gives you not only the tennis opportunities, but the pickleball opportunities and the golf. You mentioned Ping. I have to tell you this great story. Years ago, like way a long time ago, I'm old, but I was playing the Jal Big Apple Classic in one of their celebrity tournaments at Waikiki. Remember that tournament?
I won it.
Okay, then you really remember that.
98 or 99.
Oh, my God. That's probably where we originally met, right? So anyway, I was playing in that event, and Louise Soheim was in my group.
Oh, my God.
And she didn't really play a lot of golf, but she was so sweet and such a lady. And I was so just taken with her. And 2 days later, I had a brand new set of Pings sent to my house with my name engraved on them. And to this day, I don't want to use them because I want to just look at them.
Yeah, they're just an amazing family. Karsten and Louise, dear, dear friends. They were just amazing people. And the story is incredible how he started with the putters in the garage and grew it into this huge business and top company now, and just down to earth family. So I'm just so proud to be a part of such a good family tradition.
And I had my first and only hole in one about 2 years ago, and it was with my Ping 8-iron at Heathrow, right in Northeast Orlando, and they sent me a beautiful certificate. They were so thrilled when I told them I had a hole in one. So I have some good history with Ping as well, Sherry. Well, continued success. Tell me a little bit. You're going to play some senior tournaments again in golf?
I am. We have my next one up is the Senior LPGA Championship the end of May, which will be in Utah. So I'll play that. And I did undergo some hip replacement surgery last summer in July. I was having troubles walking and playing, And in order to play in the Senior U.S. Open, that's the one event where we do have to walk. We don't get the carts. And I saw that last summer that wasn't going to happen when I started playing golf again. So I had the hip surgery, and I'm hoping to play the U.S. Open if my hips my hip cooperates. So, yeah, and I'll be playing other events, whatever is on the Legends Tour schedule. So looking forward to it.
And I know a pickleball will keep you in shape for golf too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a treat to catch up with you. Sherry Steinhauer, now a pickleball player, and continued success on the Senior Tour. Looking forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you, Anne. I really appreciate you having me. Been fun chatting.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkol.com to learn more.